All right, so we are about to go behind the lyrics of Diana Ross' Upside Down. And for those of you who don't know, I don't know anybody in the world who doesn't know what this song is about or has never heard this song, but this song is about a woman that has fully accepted that her man is cheating. And because his love is so good, his dick is so good, you know, his love, you know, he throws it down, he lays his game down quite flat. She's okay with it. She's like, look, I know what I signed up for. I know who you are. I'm not about to even play these type of games because you do something for me and you provide a service to me that I can't get nowhere else. Or at least I feel like I can't get it nowhere else. I'm not trying to look. I'm not trying to wonder. I got what I need and I'm good. Just make sure you come home at night and don't bring in those motherfucking diseases, right? That is what Diana is saying in this song. And so I want to give respect to Diana and the Dianas of the world that they don't feel the need to pretend. I know my man ain't shit. I know my man got community dick. Hand me a shovel. Hand me a pad. Let me sign my name. Let the probation officer know I am here. I am in Cadman Plaza picking up dirt and emptying the garbage in the park because that is my community service because my man has community dick. Listen, this may piss somebody off, but hey, Tupac cares. It don't nobody else care, okay? So now let's get into the goddamn song, okay? Y'all see the lyrics, right? Now, Diana is upside down. She's effed up. She's digmatized. Listen, this is a song about a woman that's totally digmatized. And she's totally okay with it. She's happy. And I think that's where we F up, ladies, because if you digmatized, admit it. If you going for whatever that man is throwing your way, fuck it. Who could judge you? Who could judge you if you're already in the mix and you're accepting what it is? Nobody can't tell you about you if you already know about you. The problem is y'all be fronting. Y'all be fronting about what y'all want, and what y'all really want is monogamy. But the man you love ain't finna give it to you. And so then y'all be out here playing yourself, letting him turn you upside down and snatching your goddamn edges. Learn a lesson from Diana. The joy in her voice, the fun she's having, the accountability in this song. You gotta respect Diana. You gotta respect Diana. Here we go. Listen, read the lyrics, okay? Bitch, I'm gonna watch y'all way. Let's get into it now.
You give to me
the love that I need.
I cherish the moment with you.
Right? She's having fun with her man. That is her man. And so it don't matter what he giving the other girls. I cherish my moments with you, bruh. You know what it is with us, right? But then she goes further. She says,
respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating when no one makes me feel like you do.
Baby, now I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I don't ever want to be in a situation where I tell a man, respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating. That's not going to fly over here. But respectfully, I say to thee, you know what? Diana is not about to play stupid-ass games because she don't want to win stupid-ass prizes. Diana is saying, look, I know what I signed up for. I know when I met him, he was cheating. Hell, I probably started fucking with him when he had somebody. So I already know what he about, and I can't expect this man to be faithful to me. But you know what? He provides a service for me that I need, that I love, and I'm cool. And this man be having me coming out my ears, coming out my nostrils, coming out my fingertips. This man got me fucked up. I'm missing work, and I'm not even pressing him to pay me for a day's pay that I lost. This is what I'm saying. I'm leaving this man in my bed when I go to work, and I'm leaving him in the bed to do whatever the fuck he wants to do. I'm allowing this man to drink up my kids' Capri Suns. I'm allowing this goddamn man to call bitches from my cell phone. Cause no one makes me feel like you do. Shit, me. All right. It works for some people. Okay? Inside out. She toe up. Her mama, her sister, her brothers. Can't nobody tell her to leave this man alone. She gone. You always play the field. I'm crazy to think you are mine. As long as the sun continues to shine, there's a place in my heart for you, that's the bottom line. Hey, upside down. Now listen, Diana says straight up, this is a situation. Okay, let's talk like grown folk. Let me lean up against something because I need a moment. We're going to talk like grown folk because, ladies, we've all been here, right? And I think what makes it hard for us to admit it is the people we're around. And I also think what makes it hard for us to admit that we're in a situation with somebody that got community dick is that we're not keeping it real with ourselves. You're too worried about what people are going to say. You're too worried about being judged. That's your business. That's your business. You seen 8 Mile when Eminem had to go have that battle. He put all his flaws out on the table first and was like, now what? You can't tell me about me because I already know about me and I'm comfortable with me. So if you are like Diana, well, you ain't like Diana Ross because a lot of y'all not having fun with the situation. Y'all not accepting it for what it is. We got to respect Diana for her accountability. She said, you always play the field. I'm crazy to think you're all mine. She knows. I know I'm crazy. But then she said, listen, as long as the sun continues to shine, oh, it's up there somewhere. There's a place in my heart for you. That's the. She said, listen, I love who I love. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm liking it. I'm having fun. This nigga got me upside down, turning me inside out. He got me stealing out my mama purse. He got me over here just bugging the fuck out. And I'm loving it. You gotta love the toxic bullshit when you're in it. You gotta love it or it's gonna swallow you up. It's gonna kill you. It's gonna fuck you up. If you know you are in a toxic situation, enjoy it, love it, get ahead of it. Because it's never gonna end until he says it's over. Because you have no control. When he says it's over and he moves on and he starts shitting on you something crazy, that's when it's over because you don't even have the strength to leave the situation alone because you upside down, inside out, turned the fuck around. As long as the sun continues to shine, you're bugging out, okay? But let's go back to behind these lyrics because Diana don't give a fuck and you got to respect that. She's having fun. You gotta have fun. You gotta have fun. And you can't exaggerate your place in these men's life. And you gotta hold yourself accountable. You give me what I need. Give me what I need. Right here. Listen, all you have to do, let's have girl talk. Let's have grown woman talk for a minute. We all come to a point in our lives when we accept and we realize where we are and what we need, what we're going for, what we're not going for, this is that and the third, right? Not everybody want to get married. Not everybody wants monogamy. Not everybody wants a commitment. But I think as women, we all want respect. We all want to feel special. We all want to be put above and be ahead of the class. We all want that. Nobody wants to be number two. Nobody wants to be shitted on. Nobody wants to be forgotten. Nobody wants to be an afterthought, right? So in this song, clearly this is Diana's man. She says, I'm aware that you're cheating, which means they're in a relationship, but no one makes me feel like you do. So this man goes outside. He sling dick like he's slinging crack in the 80s. But he comes home at night and he is with his woman. And Diana is cool with that because she understands who she's with. She understands she can't change him. And I think that's where we fuck up at, ladies. You meet somebody, you know what he's about, the sex be fucking amazing, and then you try to lock him down. And it's like, you cannot do that. If he wants to settle down with you, he will. You cannot make him settle down. I don't care how many holes you let him plug. I don't care how many meals you cook. I don't care what you do. You cannot come into a situation. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. You can't turn a hoe into a husband. When he's ready, that's the only time you're going to get this man's full attention. So when you burn yourself out and you play yourself and you try to do everything that you think the other girls aren't doing, or you try to do everything that his girl ain't doing or his wife ain't doing, or you try to do everything for him to choose you and be in a committed relationship with you, you play yourself because it doesn't matter. You can save his mother from a burning fucking building. That is not going to let that man settle down with you if he ain't ready, if he don't want to. So enjoy. Enjoy the ride. Round and round. Round and round. Ride that thing. Ride that thing until the cows come home. Let him make you come out your ears, your nostrils, your fingertips like a motherfucking superhero. All that shit. Have fun and know your place and stay in it and have a ball with it. Have two balls. Okay? Hey. Listen, I say to thee respectfully. Now let me tell you what that line means. I say to thee respectfully. What that means is Diana don't want no problems. She's bringing it to his attention because, okay, you can play cool, but you can't play fool, right? So Diana is saying, respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating. Now I say respectfully because I don't want to bring up cheating and you start bugging. No. I don't want you to trip. I'm just letting you know. Respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating. However, I'm not leaving you, baby. Because no one makes me feel like you do. And then you shut the hell up. You don't talk to that man about why he ain't come home last night. You don't talk to that man about why he's smelling like baccarat and hookahs. You don't talk to that man about why he coming home late from work. You don't talk to that man about why these hairs is in the car or who draws is this. You accept it. You accepted the fact. I'm aware that you're cheating, but no one makes me feel like you do. That's it. Let that man cheat in peace. Because the minute you complain to that man about cheating and you don't leave, you become the side bitch. You heard it here first. Maybe second. I think the Braxton said that. I think that's where I got that from. It's quite possible, but I agree is the point. Diana letting that man cheat in peace. She said respectfully, okay? Round and round. Listen, we all want a man that got goodness. And we want it to be exclusive to us and only us. And it's possible, but only when he's ready. Only when he's ready, baby, not a minute sooner. So don't play yourself. Have fun. Tuck them feelings up your ass. Because don't nobody give a goddamn. He surely don't.